Hello.
Hi, I am trying to reach Osi.
Who's calling?
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. My name is Carla. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you just a few questions about some issues facing your community and nation. I don't know if you have a couple of minutes.
She's busy right now. That's why I answered the phone. But you can call maybe another day, another time.
Maybe you
she's
have
busy
time.
Right now.
Maybe you have time to answer some questions.
I don't live here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you don't live here. We just need woman like to answer the question. So I don't know if you have just a couple of minutes.
Depends on what you ask.
Okay.
I'll try.
So, yeah, I don't know if you're available to vote or if you're...
I'm available to vote.
Yeah. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet or television?
No, they don't.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am 18 or over.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody here, may I ask your race? White, black, African, mixed, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Say that again.
Yeah. Just to be sure we're representing everybody here, may I ask your race? White, black, African, mixed, Hispanic, Latino?
Does it matter?
Yes, it's in order to complete the survey.
Okay, I'm African American.
Okay, and can I please ask your age?
I'm over 50.
Okay. And I know this is still a long way off, but what are your chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, or other officers?
I probably will be voting in November.
Okay. Now, think about the directions the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which country is headed?
And the way things are going, I am dissatisfied with some of the things that are going on and the people in the Congress, period.
I understand. Think about issues facing the country now. Which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select two, improving the economy, improving K-12 public school education, provided affordable child care, investment in maternal health, reducing gun violence, reducing crime, increasing border security, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, protecting voting rights?
Protecting voting rights, the education for kids, the medical, and what else did you ask?
It can be reducing crime, lowering the cost
reducing
of
crime, health care.
Okay. And let me check. We can just choose two options here. So it will be then improving the public school and then protecting voting rights. Will that be okay for you?
Okay. Change that to voting rights and health care.
Okay, for sure. Let me check. Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's kind of like, in a way, better, but it's kind of like getting better, but then it heading for even worse because
so
they are not in agreement with, they need to come together and vote for the country and not for one party.
Okay.
The party should join together and be as one people for the nation, like they say.
Okay.
And not for one party.
Thank you so much for your opinion. So will you say staying the same or getting better then?
Staying the same.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going specifically for you and your family, will you say your wage or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Definitely not getting ahead, but barely making it. Everything is going up except the pay that you get for the pay for these things. It barely can afford food, rent, a housing, or whatever it is that it takes for you to live, insurance. Everything is getting out of hand. They're not looking at what the people can afford. They're raising everything but the raise rate of what the people can get and work for.
Okay, so would you say falling behind?
Falling behind.
Okay, and in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in the country? Not enough good role models, poor work, lack of good paying jobs, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, sexism or unequal pay treatment for women, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigid economy system for the rich, too many
unfair people... Unfair economy deep in- and racism.
Okay. Economy. Okay. Then, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. A toxic culture like music, TV, video games, too many guns floating or streets, not enough police officers, too many undocumented immigrants crossing or borders, too many people suffering from mental illness, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many young people not being properly parented, broken bail and parole system, or reducing funding public services to help people?
Reducing fund and helping fund to help people.
Okay.
It's not saying the cutting on the police thing. That don't have anything to do with it because they're part of the crime rate, too. They're helping the crime, too, so... And I forgot some of the first thing you asked. It was, say some of the first thing you said again.
Toxic culture or too many guns floating or streets?
I don't think they have anything to do with the guns that much because no matter how many you collect, you never will be able to collect enough or all of them that were going to cause crime. Somebody's going to have a gun. So collecting guns, I don't think that's the problem. It's the person who's using the gun.
Okay, so do you think it's gonna be too many young people not being properly parented and raised?
They not, I can't put it on that neither because they are being parented, but you cannot guide and be with people wherever they go, everywhere they go, because everybody have a mind of their own and they choose to use the way they want, no matter how you've been raised or what you've been taught.
Okay, do you think then prosecutors and elected officials who are not taught enough on crime, that they are not working on that?
I need a little bit more you to explain that one to me because I don't think that is it in a way.
Okay. We can just choose that one, the one you choose then, if you want, like reducing funding for public services to help people.
Okay.
Yeah, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racing for public school? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I heard a little about it.
Okay. Then, do you support, oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public school? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly opposed?
You said removing the books or the gun?
Yeah, or ban books from public school.
I highly oppose that.
Okay. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed. There's maybe some books that need to be taken out, but the one they're talking about taking out is wrong.
Okay. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable to them, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. So the gay rights movement.
Fifty.
Okay, then Kamala Harris.
Say it again.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
90.
Okay, then Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, we can just put down 0. Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, Kevin McCarthy.
0.
Okay, critical race theory or CRT.
That another part of the question?
Yeah.
Say it again.
It is a critical race theory.
It is a critical race theory.
Yeah.
And I got to give you a number on that?
Yeah, from 0 to 100. Like if you agree or disagree with them.
I don't know exactly. I need to read more about that. So I say 20.
Okay. And then Barack Obama.
Who?
Barack Obama, the ex-president.
Oh, why he in it? What? 90.
Okay, the feminist movement.
The who movement?
The feminist movement.
I don't exactly know exactly what that movement are, but I say 20.
Okay, then.
You said feminist.
Yes, the feminist.
Oh, 50.
Okay, then Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
Okay, Black Lives Matter or VLM?
Seventy-five.
Okay, then the NAACP.
90.
Okay, and Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay, and
is that number lower than zero?
That's the lowest one we have. And Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
75.
Okay. Let's go to the next one then. I know it's a wait off, but thinking about 2024 presidential
election. How long is this going to take?
Probably, we're just in a half, so probably just a couple more minutes. I'm going to try to do it as fast as I can.
How many questions is it?
We don't know exactly because they don't tell us how many questions are going to be, so we cannot affect the time.
There's going to be a limit on my time to answer them.
Okay, I'm just going to be as quick as possible, so we can just go over all of them. Thank you so much for your patience and for your time.
I don't know how much more patience I have, but okay.
Okay, and that election was held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat. From whom will you vote?
I haven't decided, but it won't be Republican.
Okay. Then, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following will impact your personality using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means a major impact and 5 means moderate and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact. So, crime and violence? Do you think this is going to be a major impact, moderate, or not impact at all?
What's going to be a moderate impact? The crime?
Crime? Yeah, crime and violence.
A crime and okay. Yes, it's going to be a crime and yes, a crime.
Okay. The country economy going into a recession soon? Do you think it's going to impact, moderate, or major impact?
Depends on who gets in office. Going to be a moderate impact.
Okay. Then affirmative action ending?
Say it again.
Affirmative action ending?
I have skipped that one. Say zero. I don't know what that means. What are you saying?
Okay.
Exactly?
And then climate change?
50.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of policies, a statement that some of the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree. So children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergrown surgery or taking hormones.
They shouldn't be allowed to make that a choice for themselves, you saying?
Yeah. So if you strongly agree or disagree to this?
I disagree.
Okay. Then the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21?
That depends on the condition.
Okay, it,
so I can't fully say yes or disagree.
Somewhat agree. Okay.
Somewhat agree.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves and their families.
Say it again.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with serious health conditions. If you agree or disagree to this?
The government should fund a program for someone to take care of the elders, the senior, they should fund the program for the seniors to be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
That was the question. I agree that they should help the ones that, the elders, the seniors that is able to take care of themselves, and they should have programs where they can't. Then they should have someone to take care of them for them. It should be paid by the government.
Okay. The government should provide free childcare to all families?
To all families?
Yeah.
No, not to all families. So some people can afford it, some really can't.
Okay. You somewhat agree or you disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Then raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
I agree.
Okay. And then the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal.
They should pass a law that to protect abortion law so that abortion is illegal?
Yeah, it is legal.
So it's legal?
Yeah.
Not illegal. Legal.
Yeah, to make it legal.
Yes.
Okay.
The government, in my opinion on that, nobody in government should have the right to tell nobody what to do with their body because they are not the one that's doing that choice.
Okay.
That should be left up to the individual.
Okay, and ban assault weapons, do you agree or disagree?
Banning weapons?
Yes.
I agree, but it's not going to help any because you can take all the weapons that you can find in the people, but that people that still got... There are some civilian people out there that are not in army. They have much weapons as the army do.
I understand. We're almost done. Just a couple more questions. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their work paid time off? Caring for a family member, mother giving birth to child, death of a family member, mother's adoption a child, father's adopting a child, when dealing with mental health episodes, fathers whose spouse or partner is given birth to child, and sickness.
This is for people who shall have paid time off?
Yeah.
I agree.
To who of them? To caring for a family member, mother giving birth.
Mother giving birth to caring for a family member for mental illness.
Okay, and a mother or father adopting a child?
Not unless they have traveled out of the country somewhere.
Okay, and death of a family member?
Death of a family member, definitely.
Okay, let's go to the other one. And how often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not me personally, but I've seen others like, yeah, often.
Okay. So you will said then not often?
Not often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
Money?
Yeah. You can apply or not apply. If money or property was stolen to you in the past 12 months? Like
no.
Okay. A car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay. Then home was vandalized or broken into?
Wait. Come to think of it. Yeah, you said a family member. Yes, family member. Yes.
Okay. And then violent crimes such as an assault?
Yes.
Okay. To you or to a family member?
Family member.
Okay. Then switch gears a bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So I'm going to read some categories. Stop me when you get to yours. So what is the last year school that have you completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college.
Finished through high school. And finished high school with 1 year of college.
Okay, some college then.
Yes,
are you married,
college.
Unmarried, living with parents?
Married.
Okay. Then, do you have any children 18 years or age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. And how often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week, every week, once
how
or twice a week?
How often do I do what?
Do you go to the church?
Yes.
How often? So twice a week?
Once a week.
Okay. Let me check. So every week, let's Now I'm going to read a list of new outlet or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in a span week. So CNN.
I hope you don't have about two more questions.
Yeah, there is just two more, I think. So do you watch CNN very often or not often?
Not often.
Okay,
just
then.
What's going on. But kind of like
okay,
those.
Network news such as NBC?
Yes.
Okay, then you see very often or not often at all?
Not often.
Okay. Then Fox News?
Not often.
Okay. One second. Okay, not often. Then Fox News, you said not often. MSNBC?
NBC.
Yeah.
I watch.
Okay, and then your local TV news, you will said very often or not that often?
I try to watch it at least, try to get one part of it because I come on twice a day, so or three times a day, whatever, so I try to get what happened during that day at least once a
Someone
a
often, right?
Well, often, yes.
Okay, then, regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay. Okay, and which of the following best describe you, your medical health? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employee, health insurance or not health insurance or other?
Insurance provided by the worker, by his work.
You said not insurance, right?
No, I said he was, his insurance comes from his work and him working.
Okay. Then who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents?
Jointly.
Okay. And would you please tell me into which of the following category of the year income your household falls? It can be under 15,000, 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 15,000, 75 to...
The first one.
Okay. So you will said under 15,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And that will be all then. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
¿Qué le dijo? Gracias por llamar a Oficinas Valdés. ¿Cómo puedo darle el día de hoy? Solo queríamos, no sé si me puede brindar primero su número de caso. Okay, ahorita lo que hemos estado haciendo y la razón por la cual les hemos llamado es porque a todos los AuroPay nosotros nos contactamos solo para confirmar las tarjetas cada cierto tiempo. Entonces, únicamente era por cuestión de seguridad, no era con el afán de incomodar o de molestar. Yo entiendo. Está a nombre de Godolfredo Humberto, ¿correcto? Okay. Entiendo. Okay, no se preocupe, si éramos nosotros los que nos estábamos contactando con usted. Si gusta, solo para confirmar, dígame los últimos 4 dígitos de la tarjeta, solo para poder estar seguros. Déjeme ver por acá. Okay, vamos entonces a estar informando por acá. Okay. Okay, si gusta, solo bríndeme la información de la tarjeta para estar seguros acá en sistema, porque si a todos los clientes cada cierto tiempo, pues se les contacta solo para confirmar. Sí, por favor, solo para confirmar ahorita toda la información, ya que lo tengo usted en línea. No se preocupe. Okay, la fecha de expiración. Perfecto. Y solo el código de seguridad. Perfecto. Okay, entonces solo esa es la tarjeta que sí teníamos acá en sistema. Voy a dejar en las notas entonces que ya se confirmó con usted. Okay. Perfecto, entonces. Muchas gracias por tomarse el tiempo entonces y que tenga buen día. Okay. ¿Ah? ¿De qué? ¿No? No, a mí no me dijo eso.